Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Land where our fathers died, land of the pilgrims' pride. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. You can thank me later for not singing, just for narrating. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I love that song, too. I love all these patriotic songs, even the rock and roll ones. I hope you do, too. I hope you appreciate the music that we're sharing with you today on our show. No business today. We're just celebrating independence. We're celebrating the fact that we can have our business, we can have independently owned businesses to accumulate, to acquire, to build wealth for our families and grow our families and then pass it on. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're celebrating Independence Day in America. So it's the 3rd of July. It's the 4th of July weekend, and I've been doing this since shows like this since 1998, every year. And somebody who's been joining me just about that whole time is our good friend Gene Greisman, Dr. Gene Greisman, an Emmy Award-winning television personality and the author of, 20, 30 books, and one of the top Lincoln portrayers on the planet, very accomplished individual, doctorate in theology as well. Gene, thanks again for being here. The experiment, I love the way you remind us about Abraham Lincoln saying that America is an experiment. Of course, he'd only... You know, it was only as he said, 67 years since the experiment began. So he really was in the muzzle blast of the experiment, almost, wasn't he?
He really was.
He didn't know at the time he said that, he didn't really know if the experiment was going to make it much longer, did he?
That is exactly right. In fact, I was thinking, I think we've got time, maybe a minute, 90 seconds.
Yep.
Let me give you an excerpt from a one-man play where I talk about that. So I'm going to drop into character.
Okay.
And Lincoln says, America is more than beautiful mountains and seascapes. America is more than geography. America is an experiment. An experiment at giving ordinary people a chance to make the most of themselves. A chance for a poor, semi-literate boy growing up on the frontier with no money, no connections. A chance for me to become president of the United States and preside over this experiment to see that it succeeds. That couldn't have happened anywhere else in the world at that time, but right here in the United States of America.
Well, Gene, you know that's so true, and he must have, you know, he felt that, and don't you think that is the underlying emotion that Americans feel when we have a sense of nationalism, of patriotism? What do you think?
I hope so. It's interesting, by the way, the reason I chose Abraham Lincoln to begin portraying him some years ago was because he illustrates what great leaders do. And one of the things that great leaders do is they redefine ordinary situations and transform them into something else. And if you'll notice in the Gettysburg Address, not once does he refer to the North
mm-hmm.
or to the South.
Mm-hmm.
Never refers to it as a sectional struggle. Doesn't call it, never once is there the word rebellion. Believe it or not, never once is there the word slavery, even though he believed it was a precipitating factor.
Mm-hmm.
What he does is he raises the stakes and he says, what is happening here? This is a struggle to see if people's government can survive. And that's the reason it ends with the words, the government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish
right.
from the earth.
That's a beautiful, beautiful passage, Gene. Do you think America is doing enough, Americans are doing enough ourselves, each of us individual, and our institutions, to take what's happened, to take what we've done in the past, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and build on that in a positive way in the future? Or do you feel like we've dropped into a little more negative period? What do you think?
I would choose another alternative. I think that we, and it may be inevitable, have dropped into thinking just about ourselves and our own welfare.
Narcissism.
And not thinking a great deal about our community, our nation, our national welfare. We're centered all in our own interests.
Yeah. Isn't that something that's a natural byproduct of giving the government too much control, over too much power?
It could be that, and it could be the fact that we, in our emphasis on rugged individualism, have neglected the fact that rugged individuals participate in a society.
To me, when I think of rugged individuals, Gene, I think of taking responsibility, too. And see, narcissism doesn't necessarily take responsibility.
I agree with that.
And that's the point I'm making. And when the government is too much involved in your life, you expect it to take responsibility, not you. And that's the concern that I have. Hold on to that thought. More to come with our good friend Gene Greisman. Dr. Gene Greisman, ladies and gentlemen, 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.